today in the building, we got Mr. Ray and your girl Vibes bringing you the discussion. We'll be talking about single mothers opening up the platform to date other men. How would you feel about that?
Hi, welcome to the discussion today. So today's topic, the hot topic, single mothers dating. Now, I have two kids of my own. I got a 17-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old son, okay? If my son's mother and my daughter's mother decide to date a man, how would you handle it? As me as a father, he can handle the relationship. He can do what he got to do. Great. Just don't put your hands on my child. I understand my daughter's a little ratchet. She's wild. But what we going to do is handle that. We can have a man-to-man discussion about my daughter, and we can handle that. So, single mothers. Miss DJ Harlem Girl decided to put the debate on. So, as a father, I couldn't see me disciplining somebody's child without that child getting out of hand or disrespectful because I'm not his original father or her father. How you feel?
I feel that it depends on the woman, especially if she's trying to build a relationship with that man and having your child not being disciplined, if he doesn't have a father in his life. Well, let's see. If I had a man and I brought another man into my child's life and the father wasn't involved, I would allow that man to discipline my child in a certain extent of him hitting or sit him in the corner or telling them go to their room or taking away their little games and stuff like that. But mostly I would have to say it depends on the woman mostly. But if the father is in the life, then I would let the father take control of that mostly, because without the father having the permission of that man, let's say the mother has to have the permission from the father to actually discipline her child for another man to touch his child, because that's really crossing the line right there.
Okay, here we go. So PP says from Facebook, says, if he cannot accept your children, you should not be with him. Okay, so my discussion with her was, let's say he accepts your kids. He can't discipline them because you're going to have a battle between me and the kid and the kid and the mother. He's going to run back and say, Mommy, he's bothering me. He's doing this, he's doing that. Or let's go with the times today. These young hot girls, they don't want their mother to date, or their father dating, so they're going to make claims that the guy touched them. And you know your kids. You know, they lie sometimes. They play kid games. So what if your daughter or your son says somebody touched them all because they didn't want you dating? So now the hot topic is, well, how do you handle that? And how do you get into a relationship to really vibe with that person?
Well, I have to say, okay, let's say my child, my boy, he said, Mommy, this girl touched me. I'm going to be like, okay, where she touched you at? And she said to touch you in an inappropriate place. Me as a woman, I'm going to go check that child. Then I'm going to go to the parent, and I'm going to tell them, okay, your child did this to my child. Well, that has to be handled in a certain way. If you ain't going to do something, then I have to do something myself. Either I'm going to correct the girl, tell her what she did wrong, or go to the authorities or something. Something's going to happen.
So let me ask you, Ms. Vibes, since we
vibing out.
We talking here. You got a son of your own, right?
Yeah.
How old your son?
He's about 5.
Okay, so you got a 5-year-old son. You know, you're just starting a date. You know, you're actually interested in somebody. You pushing the vibes, you know, mingling. That man is eventually going to, you're going to move in with him. He's going to be that father figure in that relationship.
Yeah.
So, other than spanking, okay, there's many ways of discipline.
Yeah.
So that man decides to discipline your child, if he's stealing, if he's being disrespectful or something like that, at what point do you, as a woman, as a mother, stop that man from teaching your son how to be a man without going hitting the boundary?
Well, there's two parts to that question. First, well, it depends on the child's age. Well, him being a 5-year-old, he doesn't know any better, so he needs a man to teach him how to do all that, become a man himself. And two, the second part of that, if let's say he's about 16, he already grown, he done what he needed to do, he learned that what he needed to learn as a 16-year-old kid or whatever. But mostly, if he's like 10 or 11, he get in there, in around that age, you start teaching them stuff like that about 16, 17. They already grown. They made up their minds and they know who they are. So they're in that mode and that mindset. Hey, I'm going to do this no matter what that guy says. You dating him, that's your dude. Do what you got to do, you know?
All right. Yo, check this out. We're going to be right back. Be right back. Stay tuned. Do not go nowhere because a hot topic is going.
Whoa, Hannah Harley. Mad River Harley Davidson is hosting its first ever Father's Day blowout sale, broadcasting live with celebrity TV personality Tammy, aka Baby Girl. Come see this fabulous, amazing bike shop. Don't miss Mad River Harley Davidson's Father's Day weekend marathon with Baby Girl on site with 707 FM. Friday, June 14th through Father's Day, 1 to 3 p.m. Giving away Mad River Harley gift card, free oil changes, bike gear, and much, much more. Stay tuned. Find your dream bike at Mad River Harley Davidson, where all your bike needs come with excellent customer service and affordable repairs. Mad River Harley Davidson is just off of the intersection at Taco Bell and Applebee's on Lawn Road in Sandusky. Meet Baby Girl and join 707 FM, The Gold and Diamond Show live Father's Day weekend at the Mad River Harley Davidson Father's Day sale. Call 419-502-2244 for more information. Your dream bike awaits you. Ride on Harley.
All right. Here we go. Welcome back, people. You know, long. That's a long commercial. Here we go again. So, you know, we done heard my side. You know, Mr. Ray, DJ Pocky Man in the blocks. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all don't hurt vibes. We want to hear your discussion. We want to hear you. We want to hear your mouth. We want your straight, non-cursing discussion about how you feel. So, we're going to promote this. We're going to push it out there. We want you to feedback. And what we're going to do is going to open the line for you to call in. Do not hesitate to give us your feedback. I'm from New York, so I don't hurt anything. So let's rock out.
Rock it out, baby. Keep calling.